Okay, well, this was Saturday, May the 7th. We've seen an exciting game with Pro Stars. Surprise 3-2 result. Well, surprise for me. They beat defending champions Guelph 3-2. Two goals in 2 minutes. And haven't I seen that last week with Woodbridge in North Mississauga. But here to talk about it is the coach of Guelph, Keith Mason. And let's just hear first his thoughts on tonight's game.
First of all, it was a clear game of two halves. First half, we dominated. I thought we could have scored a couple more goals.
Yes.
That we didn't, and came off half time quite comfortable, 2-0 lead. And but we came out second half slow, and Pro Stars came out quick. They pressed hard. They were physical on us. They played very well and dominated the second half. And you know, it was a clear game of two halves. And when they were on top in the second half, they scored more than we did, and that's why they won the game.
Well, that's true. Now, your big game coming up on Tuesday, the Canadian Championship. This is where you can help League One their glory. They're playing. They drew HFX Wanderers, but fortunately for you, it's a home game. So they have one player of yours, Colin Gander, that you took in the U Sports Draft. But anything else that's something about Halifax that you can mention?
Well, first of all, we're looking forward to playing them and representing League One Ontario. And you know, it's an exciting big game for us. We feel ready. We would have liked to have gone into the game on a better performance than what we've shown tonight. And we know we're going to have to do a lot better on Tuesday if we want to have a chance. But we think if we're on top of our game, we give ourselves a shot at it. And we'll, you know, we'll do our best. And we know Halifax are a very strong team. They're third in CPL right now. They're the favourites. They're the team everybody expects to win. And our job is to go in there and try and pull off a big surprise, and we're certainly going to do our best.
Well, home team, it sounds like they're even selling tickets at this game to fill in the last few seats.
Yeah,
empty.
Yeah.
Now, I know the game will be broadcast on One Soccer just because of how importance of it, but I hear for League One that all the home games in Guelph are broadcast in-house by the university.
Yeah, we have Griff Vision, who do a great job with their production team on all our home games, and because of that, we're able to broadcast all our games live on the League One YouTube channel. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very good. I have to pick up a few. There's so many games, so
yeah.
I can't keep up.
Yeah.
Now, there's something very important coming up this year, next year. Combining those results to split from the sort of bloated 22 teams are going to have a 12-team and a 10-team division. How important is it to you and your program to survive that top 12?
I don't know if survive the top 12 is the way I'd look at it. I expect us to be in the top group. I think we've got a talented enough squad to be in that top group. And I love the change. I think it's a great thing for League One Ontario.
Yes.
And I think it's really going to make the league very relevant, and every game's going to be competitive once they've sorted out their two divisions. So I'm excited for it, and we're going to work hard to make sure we're in that top group.
Okay. Now, also a surprise on today's team was to have returning Artemenko, who I watched in the Champions last year. But he's back from his time in Ukraine that he was going to sign to a team, and then there's a war on. And so he did a tour, and he's back. So how glad are you to see him back?
We're thrilled. We're thrilled to have him. He's a top-notch goalie. We put him on today, hoping to ease him back in. But, of course, then he got bombarded, two penalties, you know, and the breakaway made it really tough for him. But he's a leader on and off the field, and he's an excellent goalie. So we're excited to have him back, and it's going to take him a while to get back up to speed, but we're really glad to have him.
Yes, and glad to be home. That when you say bombardment, you mean because players took shots on goal, not missiles coming over.
Exactly.
Okay, you have a bunch of university players. I'm asking teams like Sigma that. They're waiting for their university players to come home from Syracuse and places like that. But you guys, your university players are sort of in-house with Guelph.
Yeah, we're all in-house. So it gives us a year-round development program, which is really beneficial to both the University of Guelph and to Guelph United. And, you know, we have a lot of players in our starting 11 who are graduates now. So... an alumni of the university or other colleges, but we also have a bunch between our first team and reserve, so it really helps us, and we're excited about the program we have.
Okay, great. Just you also were picking up other players who are just floating around the league, and one of my favorites is Reggie Larea. Famous brother, from Vaughan from last year. How did he join your team?
Yeah, Reggie contacted us a couple of weeks ago and wanted to get back into the League One Ontario. He liked our team, he liked what we're doing, and asked us if he could be part of it. And we gladly accepted him. He's been out for, he hasn't played since last year, and he needs a bit of time to get up to speed. That's his first 60 minutes under his belt today, which is great. And his legs were heavy, so we had to bring him off. But we know he's going to get stronger and stronger with every game, and he's going to be a key player for us.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
We have to wish good luck for you on Tuesday. And all of League One, although maybe there was a lot of boos tonight, they're going to be cheering to help support the league.
Okay,
so thank you.
All right, I'm going to go talk to the boys. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you.